101 in the capital city. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. I do believe it's a social disease I'm afflicted with that makes me antsy about fading songs out early, but that's Mother's Milk and Josh making me wish I was drunk. I'm not, but I got the next best thing. I got a song with Moog about drinking. See if you can guess the name of this song right here on the Slight Surface Noise, a sound system edition of the all-nighter.
Don't you know it's cold outside? My love, the days are colder. So let me be
thank you.
Hello out there in Richmond and beyond land. Those of you listening from another galaxy or universe, we welcome you to our broadcast as well. My name is Sean. This is the Slight Surface Noise Sound System edition of the All-Nighter. Eventually, I'm just going to stop saying the edition of the All-Nighter, but you get the idea. It's all kinds of awesomeness via slabs of vinyl for the next 2 hours and 40 minutes. So you got anything you want to hear, you can call in and try to request it. If I don't have it, maybe we have it on our shelves in the form of a record. But if not, I'll try to bring it next week. The studio phone line is 804-649-9737. Like I said, whether it's a request or just saying, hey, call in, let me know what's up, or maybe what's down or inside out or going around, you know. It's King Tubby and Sly and Robbie in the background. It's funny because the label, this record, has a different track listing than the actual sleeve, but it's the same record. It's not like I mixed them up or anything, you know, late night dub session. But that last track, it's called Rock Till Daylight Dub, and I figure since, you know, we're rocking till the daylight, we might as well play that. That is off of Reggae Rasta Dub on Clock Tower, reissued originally on Abraham. Before that, you heard World of Love, Jackie Matu. The Keyboard King is the album. The label is Weed Beat. And you know, it totally is a world of love. No matter what you're feeling, down and out, on cloud nine, somewhere in between, if not further, in one of those extremes. All you need is love. One of the fabulous four guys from across the way that said that once upon a time. And it's true. You know, once you kind of tap into that love vein. Yeah, you can, you know, that's all you need, and then your consciousness expands, and, like, ego fades, and everything cool happens. So, let the coolness keep happening. If music does it for you, more power, because that's what's awesome about WRIR. We got Concrete Jungle before the World of Love. You need a world of love if you're living in the concrete jungle. I don't know, leave it open to interpretation of the audience tonight. I'm just kind of rambling. It's always excited to be in the station. But that was David Fathead Newman off his album of the same name, Concrete Jungle. Prestige is the label. That's a cover. Bob Marley track. Then we started the night off, Tequila from Hot Butter off an album of the same name, which if you look on the back, as Josh was so drawn to, they have Moog in parentheses. And, you know, kind of explain what a Moog synthesizer is, as if you don't know. But Hot Butter, they're famous for that track, Popcorn. I know you know it, and if you don't, maybe I'll hum it to you if you call in. But I'm not going to do it right now. Label for that one is a Music Core. I'm back into the music momentarily. Before I do, I just want to say thank you, because I forgot to when I was subbing on Sunday, to everyone who makes WRIR possible, who came to the party, folks who volunteer, and just folks who are like, hey, WRIR knows how to party, because they do. The cake was tasty. The entertainment was amazing. The bands were awesome. DJs always on top of their game. And my family and myself had a heck of a time in spite of the rainy weather. Looking forward to reusing the 5 pins in like 50 years. So we can have 5 and 5. You have to wear 2 pins. And, you know, it'll be instead of the double nickel, it'll be the double pin club. But hopefully Low Power FM in Richmond is all around that long. Be darned that I'll be doing my best to make it happen, because I like being here. If you like listening, keep on doing that. I'll get back into the music. We'll get some more Sly and Robbie meeting King Tubby for you while we flip the script and all that. Before we do, actually, are you interested in becoming a Richmond tree steward? Tree stewards are trained volunteers that plant, water, and prune city trees. They help keep Richmond green. The next training class begins February 9th, 2010, and applications for the class can be submitted now. The class will meet on Tuesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundhouse in Bird Park. Area professionals in tree care will teach each class. There's a cost for the class. To find out more, see www.treestewards, that's treestewards.rrpfoundation.org. That's treestewards.rrpfoundation.org. All right, back to the music. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is the Slight Surface Noise Sound System. That's right, coming at you every Monday, 3 to 6 in the morning. 3 hours of nothing but vinyl. Gotta love it. And if you do, what you just heard, well, that was a modern jazz quartet. They're currently playing in the background as well. Gotta love them vibes. Visitor from Mars is the track off their album Space on Apple. Before that, we heard Drumming Part 2 from Steve Reich off his drumming release on Deutsche Grammophon. Yeah, there were some skips, some clicks, whatever, in that track. But the great thing about Steve Reich and the modern composers of the same breed is their stuff kind of just runs together and drones along, so you can't really notice it unless you're subtly tuned in with your ear, like sleeping on your speaker. But hopefully you're not sleeping. If you are, I hope we're giving you some good dream images by way of audio waves traveling out in space and beyond and back, and then, you know, into your stereo or computer, however you may be listening. And if you're a time traveler like me listening on the podcast, hello. And thank you again to all of you. We're getting back in the music. Some Edgar Varese. Go to the website, www.wrir.org. If my slaughtering of names and titles has you perplexed, you can see the playlist for the show, as well as shows past, as well as pretty much any show on WRIR, as well as excellent guide to our daily programming. It's on there as well. And if you want to donate because you enjoy what you're hearing so much, or you want to get involved, all that information is there. Again, that's our website. It's pretty awesome. Right now, we're getting back in the music, like I said. Poem Electronique. It's a recording by Mr. Edgar off of Columbia Masterworks, and it was originally designed to go along with some architecture. And again, you know, ramble on, but I'll let it speak for itself. Either way, he collaborated with an architect, and they had no face-to-face meeting, no discussion. They sort of did their things independent of one another. And this is the music he came up with, all on magnetic tape. Pretty cool. Lots of bleepy-bloopy sounds continuing the night of long tracks. Long tracks are long, much like a long cat is long. If you don't know what I mean, all you need to do is go has the cheeseburger and it'll make more sense. But yeah, get back to the music. Thank you. That was 9 minutes, actually just under eight, of some electronic composition by way of magnetic tape, by way of record. I think that makes sense. Anyways, up next we got Arnie Lawrence and the Children of All Ages. This is Arnie Lawrence, Dick Hyman, Richard Davis, and then Arnie and Richard's kids improvising along with them right here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. The track is called Inside an Hourglass. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello out there in Radioland. You just heard the Children of All Ages fronted by Arnie Lawrence. That includes Dick Hyman, probably on the keys, organ, and synthesizer-like things. Richard Davis on bass, and then Arnie Lawrence's child and Richard's child, 8 and 4, respectively. Their names, Ricky and Dickie. They're improvising alongside their fathers using shakers, bells, whistles, flutes, all kinds of neat little stuff. You heard them a couple times in there, fussing and fighting about sharing instruments. But hey, that happens even with the most professional of artists. I've been meaning to play that for a while on the show, dug it out because I've been jamming with a 4-year-old lately and it's pretty awesome. Nothing says intuition like somebody beating a sampler, not really expecting the sounds that come out and rolling with it. Yeah.